Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Welcome to Amadeus Pro Vinyl to CD. This podcast is being recorded in February of 2014, and I'm using Amadeus Pro version 2.1.5 and an Apple computer and a USB turntable. The purpose of this podcast is to show a visually impaired user of an Apple computer with Amadeus Pro and VoiceOver how to take your vinyl record and turn it into a digital copy of the songs. So we're going to set up Amadeus Pro. We're going to then do a recording of record album. We're going to edit it to some degree. We're going to split it up into songs, and we're going to label those songs. First, let's launch Amadeus Pro and see what it looks like.
Amadeus Pro. Amadeus Pro. Amadeus Pro. Untitled window. Scroll area.
When you open Amadeus Pro, it starts you out in a new sound session. And from here, the first thing I would like to do is take just a quick look at what's there when you look around the screen. Then we'll go to preferences. So let's just move along to the right.
Dim horizontal scroll bar.
Okay, there's a scroll bar to the GAN.
32-bit/44.1 kHz.
That's telling you the characteristics of the sound. 32-bit, 44.1 kHz.
Loop playback. Unchecked checkbox. Horizontal zoom. Pop-up button. 0% slider. Close button. Minimize button. Zoom button. Untitled. Full screen button. Toolbar. Volumes. Pop-up button. Scroll area.
Okay, that's everything. We're back where we started. Now, it's very important to be familiar with this scroll area because the editing functions will only work if you're in the scroll area. So you're going to need to be sure that your focus is there. If you ever find that things aren't working the way you expect, you've probably lost focus in the scroll area. What I do is root the mouse to that area.
Scroll area.
And then I click on it.
Scroll area.
And that way I know that my focus is there. And then Amadeus Pro keys will work correctly. Let's go to the preferences now, and I'm going to use the shortcut key command comma.
Preferences, editors, sound, window, input, selected tab, 1 of 2.
Okay, I'm on the input tab. Let's take a look at that.
Table, row 3 of 4, source, USB audio codec, port, USB, selected.
It says USB audio codec, and that is my USB turntable. The other things that show up here could be other devices you have hooked up. In my case,
iMic USB audio system.
That's another way to input sound into your computer. It's good for all kinds of devices that have both powered and unpowered sources. Could be a microphone, could be an iPhone, could be anything with an output sound device. Let's stop interacting with the table.
Stop interacting with table. Row 3 of 4. Source. USB audio codec.
So port, that
USB. Selected.
So that's my input.
Advanced settings. Button. Default format for new files. Sampling rate colon. 44100 Hz. Content selected. Edit text.
And I'm leaving mine at that higher, like, CD quality rating.
44100. Pop-up button. Sampling def colon. 32-bit. Pop-up button.
And I'm going to leave mine at 32-bit.
Channels colon. Stereo. Pop-up button. Close button. Minimize button. Dim zoom button. Sound. Toolbar. Input. Selected tab. 1 of 2.
Okay, that was the input. Now let's go take a look at the output.
Output tab. 2 of 2. Press output tab. 2 of output. Table. Row 5 of 8. Device. Headphones. Port. Built back in. Selected.
And again, you have a table of different output devices, and in my case, I have it going to the headphone, which then leads to my stereo, which is where you're hearing the sound come from.
Interact with table, row 5. Device, instant on sound effects. USB audio codec. iMic USB audio system.
Now, I've noticed in this table for outputs, all kinds of devices will show up, but they're not necessarily output devices. For example, my iMic is an input device. USB codec is my turntable, and it doesn't have any way to put out sound. But so be it, they show up. So you'll have to pick your output device. And it could just be the internal speakers of your computer.
USB audio codec. Instant on sound effects. Headphones.
And in my case, headphones.
Stop interacting with table. Row 5 of 8. Device. Headphones. Port. Built-in. Selected. Advanced settings. Button. Default format for new files. Sampling rate colon.
And again, the same things we heard before.
44100 Hz.
So now, let's go over to the toolbar. I'm going to left arrow now.
Default. Advanced. Table. Row 5 of 8. Output. Selected tab. Input tab. Toolbar. Interact with toolbar. 8 items. Sound. Selected button. Sound. Selected button.
So that was under the sound button in the toolbar.
General button.
Let's go to general.
Press general button. Stop interact. Playback behavior.
So now I've stopped interacting with the toolbar. I'm in general. Let's look at some of these settings to make sure that yours match mine so that while you're learning, your computer will act the same way as my computer.
If selection is empty, colon. Play from insertion point. Pop-up button.
If selection is empty, play from insertion point. Okay.
If selection, play from insertion point. Pop-up button. If selection is not empty, colon. Play selection. Pop-up button.
If selection is not empty, play selection. This is referring to the fact that you could select a piece of the sound that you've recorded and then hear what it is that you've selected so that you know what you're working with. This is a good way to have your preferences set up.
If selection, play selection, pop-up button. Spacebar rewind, sound, uncheck checkbox. Display follows playback, check checkbox.
Display follows playback is checked. That's helpful.
Display follows playback. Check checkbox. Continuous scrolling. Uncheck checkbox. General behavior. Extend selection by clicking on boundary. Uncheck checkbox. Create new sound document at startup. Check checkbox. Start recording immediately. Uncheck checkbox. Warn before losing document attributes. Check checkbox. Use notifications to signal end of tasks. Uncheck checkbox. Notify only when in background. Dim check checkbox. Editing. Smart editing colon. Check checkbox. 1-0. Content selected. Edit text. MS crossfades. Length of edit preview colon. 2.00. Content selected. Edit text.
Length of edit preview. I have mine set for 2 seconds. This means that I can preview what I'm about to do, like, for example, to delete a section of sound, and this will play 2 seconds before it, so I have an idea of what I'm hearing. That's what I chose. You can change that to more or less, depending on what suits you.
Seconds. Close button. Minimize button. Dim zoom button. General. Toolbar.
Let's see if there's anything else in the toolbar we need to do here.
Interact with toolbar. A item. Sound button. General. Selected button.
We just did general.
Sound button.
We've done sound.
Colors button.
I don't care about colors.
Streams button.
I don't care about streams right now.
Temp files button. Units button. Updates button. Advanced button. General. Selected button.
Okay, we're good.
Stop interacting with toolbar.
Now you know what my preferences are set to, and you can match yours up. I don't remember exactly what the defaults are when you first open Amadeus Pro because I've been using it for about 4 years. This podcast that you're listening to now is actually an update to one I did about 4 years ago when I'd only owned a Mac for a few months, and I wanted to do editing on the Mac the way I used to do on the PC. I can say now, after 4 years, that editing with the Apple using Amadeus Pro has been a pleasure compared to the work I did with my PC years ago. Okay, let's close this. I'm using Command W.
Close. Untitled window. Scroll area.
Okay, I'm in my new sound document. We've set up our preferences, and I want to start recording the record album. So the first thing that you need to do is set up your recording. To do a recording, you're going to use Command R, and that will open the recording window. Remember again, you want to be sure your focus is in that
dim horizontal scroll area.
Scroll area, okay?
Scroll area.
I always make sure my focus is right there. Okay, Command R.
Records ellipsis. Interact with dialogue for window untitled button 00000000 gain colon level colon -60-30-20-13.
Okay, a lot of extra information we don't really need right now. Some devices will let you raise and lower the gain. My particular USB turntable does not. I'm going to left arrow.
Stop default button.
I went to the stop button, which would stop the recording after it's begun.
Cancel button.
To cancel the recording.
Playthrough uncheck checkbox.
The playthrough checkbox If you check that, you'll hear the sound that's going into Amadeus Pro as it's being recorded. So I'm going to check that.
Check. Playthrough. Checkbox.
Okay. Now let's left arrow.
Input source colon. USB audio codec.
And that confirms that it is coming from my turntable. Some of the other things here are not especially helpful, but I'm on the left arrow so you hear them.
0.0 dB button. Zero.
Okay. So again, let's go over what you need to know for inside this area. You got your
0.0 dB button. Input source colon. USB audio codec.
Input source.
Playthrough. Check checkbox.
Playthrough checkbox, in my case, checked.
Cancel button.
The cancel button.
Stop. Default
stop button.
Button.
An unlabeled button.
0000000.
I'm assuming that's gain.
Gain colon. 0%. Dim slider.
Okay, and it's a dim slider. In my case, I can't adjust the gain, which is fine. It's set up just fine. Okay. Now, to start and pause a recording, you'd simply use the space bar. To stop it completely, you use the stop button, and to cancel it, you use the cancel button. So to start and stop, you use the space bar. So I'm going to go to my turntable, which has a record already sitting on it, and I'm going to press the button that brings the arm down, and I'm going to listen for the sound it makes just before it lands, and press space bar. Space bar pressed. And now you'll hear the beginning of this record album. Okay, so the record album is beginning. So, this record album, which is being recorded, is one that's out of print. And I recently saw the artist in a concert, and some friends brought over the albums and asked me to record them for them. So, a good use of Amadeus Pro for vinyl to CD recordings. Interestingly, the artist, when she saw the record albums, because they brought them to the concert for her to sign, was amazed that they still had these albums from 1984 and 5, and said, "You need to digitize these. They're out of print. I give you my permission." So, there you go. Now, this will just keep recording until you hit spacebar. So what I'm going to do now is let this first side of the album record, and then when the first album ends, I'll come back and show you what you need to do to keep the recording going so the second side will also be available. Okay? So I'll be right back at the end of side one. Okay, I'm back, and the first side is ending. Now, to stop the recording, or I should say to pause it, press the space bar one time. And press. So now, what I can do is start the second side here, and make it one recording, which makes life a little easier. So I'm going to turn the record over. And press the button to bring the needle over. When I hear it land, I'll press spacebar and continue the recording, and it'll sound as if it's just continuation from the first side. Spacebar. Okay. And there is side two beginning the recording. Now I'm going to let side two finish recording, and when that's ended, I'll come back and show you what to do next. Okay, the second side has just finished, and I'm now going to press spacebar to end the recording. Now, Amadeus Pro should have in this area the full recording of the album, and what I'm going to do now is stop the recording. So we'll VO over to the stop button.
Stop, default button.
Okay, and press that.
Press stop, default scroll area.
Okay, now we're back in the original window in Amadeus Pro where we began, and the sound that we just recorded is the entire two sides of the record album. So to go to the beginning of the sound, to kind of see how we did, the easiest thing to do is to press the tab key. So I'm going to press that once. And it began at the beginning of our recording. You heard the needle fall. Now this is being played by Amadeus Pro, and it's the recording we made. Before doing anything else, I would suggest that we save this so that we know that no matter what happens, if I make some mistakes or something, I can come back to this point. So I'm going to use Save As, which is Command-Shift-S.
Save as ellipsis. Interact with dialogue. Save. Save as colon. Save as colon. Format colon. Untitled.mp3. Untitled is selected. Edit text. Interact with edit text. Selection deleted.
All right, and I'm going to call this... I'm just going to give this a temporary name, the name of the artist. T-R-E-T.
Tret.
F-U-R-E. Tret Fuhr.
Four.
Okay. And then I'm going to...
Stop interacting with edit
arrow
text.
Arrow over.
Disclosure. Check checkbox. Back. Dim button. Forward. Dim button. Icon view. Radio button. 1 of 4. List view. Radio button. 2 of 4. Column view. Selected radio button. Cover flow view. Radio button. 4. Arrange. Menu button. Odds and ends. Pop-up button.
Okay, it's being saved in a folder called Odds and Ends. Let's change that.
Search sidebar table. Interact with sidebar. Like remote disk.
Let's go to...
Eric's MacBook Pro. Stop interacting with vertical splitter. Browser. MacBook Pro HD. Selected applications. Select users. Etern 1. Select desktop.
Selected okay, there. Let's go to my desktop and just put it there.
Stop interacting with browser 1 item selected. Format colon. MP3, pop-up button.
And I'm going to change the format to Amadeus Pro, which is what it normally would have defaulted to.
Disclosure, check, check, MP3, pop-up button. Menu, mp4audio, left-paren.mp4, check mark, MP3. mp4audio, left-paren.mp, Amadeus Pro.
There are many different formats that you can save the document to. Amadeus Pro is the working format. That's the way I think of it as. Do all your work in there so that you have the maximum quality recording, and then convert it when you're all done. Here are some of the options.
3GP audio. 3GPP-C audio. AXE-ADTS. AIFF. Apple MP4 audio left parent .m4 right parent. Bookmark cable AXE. CAF. FLAC. iPhone ringtone. Checkmark MP3. MP4 audio left parent .mp4 right parent. Next slash sun. Alt Orbis. QuickTime Movie. Sound Designer 2. Wave. Windows Media Audio. Amadeus Pro.
Okay, and I'm going to use that one.
Amadeus Pro. Pop-up button. Settings button. New folder button.
If you wanted to put this into a new folder, you could do it right from here, which is very handy. But I'm all set. It's going to go to my desktop for now.
Cancel button. Save. Default button. Press save. Interact with scroll area. 8 items. Write file. Shred. FURE.MKT. Button. Time left colon. 1/6 seconds.
Okay, so it's finishing up saving it to my desktop.
Scroll area.
And we're back in the scroll area, where our focus needs to be for us to begin editing. Editing with Amadeus Pro is actually very easy, but there's a couple of things that you need to know about the way Amadeus Pro works to make it function well for you. It doesn't work exactly like some of the editors I've used in the past, in that the playhead and the insertion point are not always together, and you have to be careful to be sure they are together. We asked the program to follow along when we did the general settings, but you still have to be very careful that your insertion point and your playhead are located where you think they are. And I'm going to show you the keystrokes to make sure that happens. The other thing it's helpful to keep in mind is that you have a lot of options up at the menu bar at the top. So if you forget some of the shortcut keys, you can always find them up there. So if you explore up at the top of the screen, where the menu bar is.
Menu bar, Apple.
And then arrow to the right.
Amadeus Pro.
And then you start exploring. Let's go up to the right again.
File. Edit. View. Selection. Sound. Tracks. Effects. Analyze. Window.
Okay, those are all the different headings at the top. Let's go back to...
Analyze. Effect. Tracks. Sound. Selection.
To selection, and let's arrow down.
Selection. Menu. Mark selection. Command-Shift-M.
The very first choice there is Mark Selection, Command-Shift-M, and that is placing a marker. One of the key things you need to know when you're actually going to edit a sound.
Extend to start, command option, left arrow.
Extend to start, command option, left arrow.
Extend to end, command option, right arrow.
Command option, right arrow, extend to end. You see how nicely laid out this is? You have all your shortcut keys, but if you forget them, you can come up here to the menu bar and remind yourself.
Extend to next marker, command right arrow.
Command right arrow, extend to next marker towards the right.
Extend to previous marker, command left arrow.
Previous marker, again, same idea, command left arrow to the left.
Extend to crossing, command option X.
Okay, and keep going.
Move insertion point to playhead, command Y.
There's the important one. Move insertion point. The insertion point is where all the action takes place as you do things in the sound. So you need to keep track of that insertion point. It's not always where the playhead is. The playhead is where you are listening and where the sound left off as you were moving around. Catch that again. Move your insertion point to playhead is...
Except move insertion point to playhead, command Y.
Exactly, command Y.
Move playhead to insertion point, command shift Y.
Okay, and that, of course, can go the other way around, command shift Y.
Note location, ellipsis, command G.
Command G is actually brings up your time inside the recording so that you can move somewhere quickly if you wanted to get closer to the end or middle. We're going to stop there and now go into the sound, and I'll show you how to start placing markers to turn this sound into a record album.
Toolbar. Volumes. Pop-up button.
Now I'm arrowing to the right.
Scroll area.
There's that scroll area. Again, you've got to have focus in there, so I'm rooting my mouse there.
Scroll area.
And I'm making sure the focus is there.
Scroll area.
Okay. Now, the way that you split up a album is that you want each song to be its own separate track. And you put a marker that you can also label the name of the song. You put the marker at the beginning of each track. So the very first one that you want to do is the first song. So we learned that the quickest way to get there is to hit tab once. And you heard the needle come down at the beginning of the song. I'm going to hit tab again. The second time I hit tab, it stopped the playback, but it also still put the playhead at the beginning of the album. Just to be absolutely sure that the insertion point where the action takes place is also there, I'm going to hit command Y.
Move insertion point to playhead.
All right. So you heard it say it. It moved the insertion point to the playhead. So now that's at the very beginning of the recording. But, you know, there's quite a little bit of sound there before that needle landed. I actually like the sound of the needle landing at the beginning of an album. When I play back later, whenever that song comes on, it brings a little nostalgic memory to me of the sound of a needle coming down. So I like to have my recording start just before that needle lands. So let's see if I can move myself to that point so we can delete some of this stuff at the start of the album. Pressing spacebar. Okay, I'm going to now... You heard that click. I hit spacebar again. You heard that the needle fall. I need to go just to the left of it. The way I'm going to do that is I'm going to use the arrow keys. Now, this is with quick nav off. Okay, so... And the focus is in the scroll area. So I'm going to hit spacebar so that it starts to play, but then I'm going to use left arrow to move just before that needle sound. A little tricky there. Okay, I hit spacebar when I thought I was in the right spot. I'm going to move my insertion point to playhead.
Move insertion point to playhead.
Okay, I'm going to now select to the start to erase some of that silence with Option Command Left Arrow.
Extend to start.
And then I'm going to use Command X to delete that little bit of sound.
Cut.
And now when I hit Tab, it should start playing a little sooner. Here's Tab. There it There it goes. So if you don't want the sound of the needle and you don't want that beginning silence of the record playing, you just want the beginning of the sound, you could choose to place your marker closer to the beginning of the song and erase all that stuff. But that's where I want it. That's how I like my song to be, is the first song in the album, to have that sound. Now, to start changing this single sound recording into a more traditional record album by breaking up the sound by the tracks, we're going to set markers at the beginning of each track. Markers will also be used in other editing functions, such as deleting unwanted silences or unwanted sounds, or record albums, sometimes you can delete skips or cracks or pops. Okay, so let's go ahead and move the playhead to the start of the sound with the tab key. And I'm going to do that again. Press it a second time, and then I'm going to make sure my insertion point is with my playhead by Command Y.
Move insertion point to playhead.
And then I'm going to place my first marker with Command Shift M.
Mark selection. Interact with dialog. For window. Tread FURE.MAD. Location: Name: T01. Content selected. Edit text.
And I had called it T01. I'm going to make it a little fancier. I think I'm going to call it Track 01.
No selection.
So let's go ahead and...
Color: T01. Content selected. Edit text. Selection deleted.
We'll call it Track 01.
Track.
01. Okay, good.
01. Color: Black. Pop up. Delete. Cancel button. Okay. Default button.
And we'll hit OK.
Scroll area.
Now, in order to move to the next track, you're going to want to listen to the sound and then find the silence and place your next marker there. Some editing software, like Amadeus Pro, have an editing function which allows it to automatically place markers in the silences. It's intended to place them automatically between songs, but I find it doesn't work that well. It sometimes places the markers where a song is fading out or fading in, not exactly where I would choose. Sometimes it finds a quiet place within a song, so I prefer to find the spaces myself and put the markers in them. So to do that, you can speed up the playback so that you can find it a little quicker. That's how I tend to do it. You can hit the space bar to start play. Then you can press up arrow to speed things up to 4 times as fast. Press down arrow to slow things down. So up arrow. And down arrow. And then slow. Back to normal. And then to fast forward, I'm going to go all the way fast. 1, 2, 3, 4, and right arrow. Now I'm skipping through the song very quickly. And when I hear the silence where the next song begins, I can find the perfect spot to place my second marker. By the way, when you slow it down a lot, that makes it easier to place a marker in an exact position. Spacebar. That seems like a good spot. So now I'm going to hit Command-Shift-M again. Oh, actually, before I do that, oh, see, it's very important to remember to do this. That's the playhead, but the insertion point is still where we left it. This is tricky. You have to remember to do that insertion point over to where your playhead is. So Command-Y.
Move insertion point to playhead.
So you saw how I almost forgot to do that. Now Command-Shift-M.
Mark selection. Interact with dialog. For window. Tread FURE.MAD. Location: 0325756. Content selected. Edit text. Name: Track 02. Content selected. Edit text.
And you saw that it automatically changed the name to Track 02. The one before this was the one before this was Track 01. Okay, so now I can go ahead and hit OK.
Color: Black. Pop-up button. Delete button. Cancel button. Okay. Default button. Scroll area.
And when I hit the space bar, the second song will begin. And then I can fast forward to the third song. So I'm going to speed things up again. And I'm going to right arrow. Now, there's another way that you can place markers. We did it with Command-Shift-M, but you can actually place a marker another way, but you have to kind of trust in faith that it's working, whereas this way you saw everything in the little dialogue. Spacebar. So now I'm between songs. So this time, instead of hitting Command-Shift-M to place that marker where I have the box that you can see that it's actually labeled correctly and it went to track 2 and this time it would go to track 3, but you can just hit the letter P and it's just done. You can hit the letter P and you do not have to do the Command-Y to insertion point. It will know to do that. So if I hit P right now, there's no feedback, but I hit it. And now the third marker has been placed. Now I can just hit spacebar to begin the playback. The next song will begin. And then I can go ahead and move through. Now, if you have a good ear and you really trust yourself, you can hit P without stopping, without hitting the spacebar. And when you hit that, it places the marker. So you can move very quickly through an album. So I'm going to go ahead and place some more markers. And then I'll come back and show you some more about editing in Amadeus Pro. In a perfect world when recording a record album, you could press the space bar and pause the recording right at the end of the first side and then turn over the album, start the needle, hear the record beginning, press space bar again, the recording would resume, and you'd have a perfectly smooth transition into side two. Most of the time it doesn't happen because you're not available there. You're not even sure it's the last song on the album. So you'll need to delete some portion of silence or gap between side one and side two. This will simulate an example of that here. Here's the end of the song for side one with something I'll need to cut out between that and side two. Here's what it sounds like. There's the needle coming up, and then there's the start of side two. So let's make that a smooth transition by placing two markers on either side of what we want to edit out, delete it so that we have a nice clean transition from side one to side two. Let's go back to the end of the song from side one. Okay, let's move our insertion point to playhead.
Move insertion point to playhead.
Let's mark it.
Mark selection. Interact with dialogue. For
and window.
Tread FURE. Location colon. Name colon. Track 06. Content selected. Edit text. Selection deleted.
I'm going to call this edit 01.
Edit.
Okay, now let's
01.
Save that.
Cancel. Okay, default button.
Let's
scroll area.
Move our playhead along to where we want the next marker to be. Right there is good. So I'll move my insertion point to playhead.
Move insertion point to playhead.
Let's add edit 02.
Mark selection. Interact with dialogue. For window. Tread FU. Location colon. Name colon. Edit 02. Content selected. Edit text.
Perfect.
Color colon. Black. Pop. Delete button. Cancel button. Okay. Default button.
Okay.
Scroll area.
Now I'm on the marker edit 02. To my left is marker edit 01. Let's select that by hitting command left arrow.
Extends a previous marker.
Okay. Now what I'm going to do, I can just command X to cut that out, but let's hear what it will sound like first. Perfect. I hit the letter E and it plays a little bit before the selection and a little bit after. That's the end of the song from side one, the silence part, and right where it begins the song from side two. I'm going to hit Command X to delete that selection.
Cut.
Okay, and now I want to hit space bar. I'm where it left off. And here we have a nice smooth transition from side one to side two. You won't even be able to hear where the transition happens. It'll sound just as if the first song on side two was on the same side as side one, following right in. Now, what I need to do here is still place my marker for track 06. So let's find the right spot. Oops, I was a little too slow on that. Perfect. Now we'll move our insertion point to playhead.
Move insertion point to playhead.
Okay, now let's use Command-Shift-M.
Mark selection. Interact with dialogue. Location colon. Name colon. Track 06. Content selected. Edit text.
Then we'll hit OK.
Color colon. Black. Pop-up. Delete button. Cancel button. OK. Default button. Scroll area.
Okay, and then we can go along and finish labeling this album, track 7, 8, 9, and 10. One very helpful thing to remember is that you can undo the last action in Amadeus Pro by using Command-Z. You can actually undo several actions. So if you accidentally place a marker you don't mean to, you can always hit Command-Z and have that go away as if you never did it. The same thing is true if you delete something you didn't mean to delete. You can Command-Z and put that deleted sound back. I will come back in a moment and show you what to do next after you've labeled your last track. Now we are at the end of the last song on side two, and I'm going to show you what I usually do here to finish up this sound. Spacebar. Now you can end this recording anytime you like. I like to do it right after the needle picks up. Spacebar. Okay, so now I hit the spacebar to stop right after that needle picked up. And I can totally see why other people would say, let's end the recording right after the song ends. But I often like to play these record albums from beginning to end with the sound of the needle going down all the way through and the needle going up at the end. Only thing different is nothing in the middle where it is turned over. So I've pressed spacebar there. That's where my playhead is. I'm now going to go Command-Y to move the insertion point.
Move insertion point to playhead.
Okay, now whatever is at the end of this recording, however amount of dead space or the sound of the needle moving over to the carriage, whatever, I want to get rid of. So I need to move to the end of the sound, and that was Command Option Right Arrow.
Extend to end.
And then Command X to delete that.
Cut.
Okay, now what we have is a sound recording in Amadeus Pro that has been split by markers so that there is a track 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way to 10 for the 10 songs of the album. The next thing that I would recommend doing is to save it again, and then let's talk about a little bit about the meta tag data, and also another very helpful tip on how you can use a special table under the window area which helps you control your markers and label things in advance, if you like. So here we go. Let's start out by just going to the beginning of this recording using Tab. Spacebar to stop. Okay, let's save it. And I'm going to do Command-Shift-S again. That's how I'm going to do it.
Save as ellipsis. Enter. Save as colon. Disclosure. Check. Back. Dim button. Save as colon. Save. Default button.
And we're going to save it.
Interact with dialogue. Alert. Tread. FURE.AMAT already exists. Do you want to replace it? Cancel. Default. Replace button.
Replace. Okay.
Press replace button.
Now we're replacing the one that did not have markers with the one that does, and of course a little bit of editing as well. For the MetaTag data, let's do Command-I.
Show sound info. Interact with dialogue. For window. Tread. FURE.MAD. Sound. Tab. 1-4. Genre colon.
That's your sound info. Okay. Let's fill in these blanks.
Metadata. Selected tab. 2-4.
And we have the metadata tab selected.
Artwork tab. 3-4. Additional tab. 4-4. Song title. Title colon. Edit text.
Since this will be broken up into multiple songs, I'm not going to put anything for song title.
Comments. Pop-up button. Album title. Album colon. Edit text.
for the album title, I am, and that's it's called Terminal Hold. T E R M I N A L.
Terminal.
Hold.
Hold. Edit text. Blank. Artist name. Artist colon. Edit text. Year. Year colon. Artist name. Artist colon. Edit text. Interact with edit text.
Artist name. Tret.
Thread.
F U R E.
Fewer. Stop interacting. Year. Year colon. Edit text.
Year.
Interact with edit text.
1984. Okay.
Stop inch. 1984. Track number. Track colon. Genre colon. Genre. Combo box.
Wow, what is the genre? It's kind of like folk rock. She's really a folk artist at this point, but... boy. Let's...
Interact with list. Acapella. Text.
Let's do folk, I guess.
Fast dash. Folk. Folk. Was removed from selection. Zero items selected. Horizontal scroll bar.
And I hit enter because I was done. And that's it. Now we have the metadata filled in. I want to show you a very useful table that shows you your markers, and you can actually do some adjusting there. So the way to get there is to go to the menu bar.
Menu bar, Apple.
And go to the window menu.
Window.
And down arrow.
Window, menu.
To where it says markers, or hit M.
Markers, command, shift, option, M.
I added a keyboard command to that command. There are several things in Amadeus Pro that over the years I have added my own keystrokes to using keyboard preferences. So if I do anything in this podcast that doesn't work for you, I may have created a keystroke and forgot I did it.
iTunes library, markers, command, shift, option, M.
So command, option, shift, M. I can't remember if that's a Amadeus keystroke or one I created. Okay, so but go there to markers.
Markers checked. Markers window.
Go to the table.
Table.
So left arrow. Interact with the table.
Interact with table. Row 1. Name. Track 01. Edit text. Name. Track 02.
So this is what each of those 10 songs is currently called. You can change this now to the actual names of the songs right here in the table if you like. Of course, you can also do this inside iTunes later on if you were to add it there. I do it both ways, but today I'll probably do the titles in here. So,
track 01.
The first one is actually called As If by the Wind. So, let's see if I'm there.
Track 02. Track 01.
Okay, I'll hit enter.
Track 01. Content selected. Edit text. Selection deleted.
Deleted it, and then As If.
If.
By the Wind.
Wind. Stop interacting with table. Button. Table. Row 1 of 10. Interact. Track 02. As If by the Wind.
Is track 01 is now that?
Track 02. Interact with edit text. Track 02. Content selected. Edit text. Selection deleted.
Okay, I deleted track 02, and it is called Terminal Hold.
Terminal. Hold. Stop interacting with edit text. Track 03, terminal hold.
Is track 02. So, and so on. So I can label all the 10 songs instead of them be called track 1 and track 2 and so on. Another important use of this table is that you can find extra markers that you may have placed when you were doing editing. For example, when I edited out the needle sound between side 1 and side 2, I created markers called Edit 01 and Edit 02. They were still there in the recording. The markers were still there after I finished removing that piece of sound. The easiest way to delete those is to come back to this table, interact with the table, arrow down until you hear the names of the markers you want to delete, in this case Edit 01, Edit 02. You can then delete those directly out of the table so they're gone out of your sound. The way I do that is to simply leave my focus on the marker I want to delete, stop interacting with the table, arrow to the right 2 times, the second button is a delete button. It may not be labeled. You may need to do that. The next arrow to the right will say something like adjust sound, and then you know you went too far. That's an easy way to delete duplicate or unnecessary or no longer useful markers out of your sound. Now let's go back to the sound escape.
Tread WRE.AM18 window scroll area.
Okay, since that's what I called the sound. Now, I think I'm going to change the name of this to the name of the album, which is Terminal Hold. So let's change that.
Save as ellipsis. Interact with dialogue. Save. Save as colon. Save as colon. Format colon. Disclosure. Check. Tread WRE.AM18. Content selected. Edit text. Selection deleted. Terminal.
And we'll save Hold. That.
Link button.
Okay.
Scroll area. Horizontal scroll bar. 32 bits/44.1 kHz.
Now what we're going to do is take this sound that we've divided into markers and split it according to markers and save those individual songs in a subdirectory. And we can now save it in whatever format we want. I've saved the Amadeus one for future use, but I'll split it in the format that I can use in iTunes. So to split it, I think you're going to have to go to the menu bar to find the split option. I think I've created a shortcut key myself in the keyboard preferences. Let's go find it so that you'll know where to find it.
Menu bar, Apple. Amadeus Pro, File. Edit. View. Selection. Sound.
I think it's in there, sound.
Sound, menu. Split according to markers, ellipsis, command, option, S.
Yep, sure enough. So go to sound, I typed SP, and it says split according to markers. The keystroke that it says it is here may not work for you.
Join, split according to markers, ellipsis, command, option, S.
Command, option, S, but, because I don't know if that's a default or if I created it. Let's hit that.
Split according to markers, interact with dialog, save, split to colon, format colon, start color colon, end color colon.
Okay, let's go through these options.
Terminal hold, content selected, edit text.
Okay, I've called the sound terminal hold, so that's what the directory will be called, and that's perfect.
Disclosure, check checkbox. Back, dim button, forward, dim button, icon view, radio button, list view, radio button, column view, selected with cover flow view, radio button, arrange, menu button, desktop, pop-up button.
And
search text field, sidebar, table, row free, vertical splitter, browser.
I think for the purpose of this, we'll save it on my desktop, although normally I'd move it to a sound directory.
Format colon. MP4 audio left parent dot MP4 right parent. Pop-up button.
Okay, the last time I split something, I did it to this format, and I think that's fine for me. You can choose any format you want from this button.
Menu checkmark. MP4 next/sun. Checkmark. MP4 audio left parent dot MP4 right parent.
So I'm going to leave it there for me.
MP4 audio left parent. Settings button. Start color colon. Black. Dim pop. End color. Black. Dim pop. Consider all markers. Check checkbox.
Consider all markers is checked. That way it splits all the songs.
New folder button. Consider all markers. Black. Consider all markers. Check checkbox.
That's necessary so that it will split all the markers into songs.
New folder button.
I don't need a new folder, so I'll skip that.
Cancel button. Split. Default button. Split to colon. Terminal hold. Content selected. Edit text. Disclosure. Check checkbox. Back. Dim button. Forward. Dim button. Icon view. Radio button. 1-4. List view. Radio button. Column view. Selected. Cover flow view. Radio. Arrange. Menu button. Desktop. Pop-up button. Search text field. Sidebar. Table. Row 3 of 12. Desktop. Selected. Vertical splitter. Browser. Terminal hold. Got MAT. Dim selected. Terminal hold. Got MAT. Dim selected. Stop interacting with browser. 1 item selected. Terminal hold. Got MAT. Dim selected. Format colon. MP4 audio left parent. Settings button. Start color colon. Black. End color. Black. Dim pop. Consider all markers. Check. New folder button. Cancel button. Split. Default button.
All right. I'm going to press this split button and we will have a folder with these songs in it. Let's hit it.
Scroll area. Interact with scroll area. Setting items. Save sound segments.
Now,
write file, 03, save sound set, write file, 04, moving in for the kill.mp4.
It's already on the fourth song, I think. Time left.
54.55, 57, 59.60, write file.
Okay, about 50 seconds. So it goes really quickly. The speed of the conversion will depend on your particular system. So I want to go ahead and take a look at what this looks like on my desktop. So let's go see what that looks like.
Finder. Users. So etern 1. Select desktop. Selected folder. Terminal hold. Selected folder.
So there's a folder called Terminal Hold, the name of the album. Let's go in there.
01 as if by the win.mp4. Selected MP4 audio file.
Okay, and there's the first one, and I'll do a quick look with the space bar.
Quick look window. Indeterminate progress indicator.
There it is.
Terminal hold window.
By the way, in the table, I changed my titles to all start with the actual track number, 01, 02, 03, just because I wanted to be absolutely sure that I knew what order they were in. It might be helpful to a lot of people to show you how to get this recording into iTunes and what it looks like once it's there. So let's go ahead and open iTunes.
Doc, Amadeus Pro, open, iTunes. Finder, terminal hold, window, 08, that side, iTunes, iTunes, window, sources, table, row 21, 62, 4 and 5 star rated. Repeat, so, selected as...
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to do Command O to open.
Add to library, ellipsis, add to library.
Add to library, I'm going to right arrow, or VO right arrow.
Forward, dim button. Icon view, radio, list, column view, cover flow view, rate, arrange, menu button, odds and ends, pop-up button, search text field, sidebar, table, vertical splitter, browser one having selected, it, music, etern one, selected folder, desktop, selected folder.
We had this on the desktop, so let's go in there.
Terminal hold, selected folder.
There it is. So we've now selected the album we want to add. I'm going to stop interacting.
Stop interacting with browser.
Go to open,
selected.
Right arrow.
Terminal hold, new folder button, cancel button, open, default button.
Okay, open.
Press open, iTunes
okay.
Window, sources, table.
iTunes just added the vinyl album we just converted into itself. Now let's go to recently added to go find it and see what it looks like.
Search library, search text field, AirPlay, pop-up button, sources, table. Interact with sources, table, row 24, selected, recently added, iCloud.
There's recently added.
Stop interacting with sources, table, recently added, table.
Let's go to the table.
Interact with recently added, table, row 1, status, 2. 1. Checkmark item. Name. Look what love has given me. True compass.
Okay, these are other songs.
Look what love has given. Checkmark item. Checkbox.
Let's go to the end so we can find the album we just did.
Name. 10. It's up to me and you.
There it is.
03. What goes on in the night? 02. Terminal hold. 01. As if by the wind.
Okay, there's the songs I added. If I hit enter on that, it should start to play in iTunes. Sure enough. And there's our vinyl record, now playing beautifully in iTunes. Spacebar to stop. You can also hear what metadata came through.
iCloud download, need upload. Time, 3:1, artist, Trey Flower. Album, terminal hold. Genre, folk. Rating, 0 stars.
Okay, so there's everything already in there. And if you wanted to label it inside iTunes, you certainly could do that as well in this area. So if you chose not to do it in Amadeus Pro, you could select these tracks, hit Command-I, and edit the album information and so on here. You could select them all to do the album name and year and genre by selecting them all, hitting Command-I, or you could do it one at a time to put in the song title with Command-I. So there you go. Now the vinyl record is in iTunes. You have the folder on your desktop, and you are able to use Amadeus Pro to make recordings from vinyl to CD. You've also learned some other editing functions, like how to delete a unwanted piece of the sound, either in the center or on either end of the sound document. You've learned how to use metadata. You've learned how to use the marker table. And I hope this has been helpful to you. At the time of this recording, Amadeus Pro costs $60 and is available either at the developer website or the App Store. And Amadeus Lite costs $25. To go to the developer site, simply Google Amadeus Pro, AMADEUS space PRO. If you have mastered some of Amadeus Pro's incredible uses, please consider doing a podcast to share what you've learned with the rest of this community. For questions or comments, you can email me at ecaron1@comcast.net. ECARON, the character 1, at comcast.net. Bye for now.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.